Slice Your Age, episode 32.
Welcome to Slice Your Age, the show where we help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. Now, here's your host and personal coach, Dr. David Matto.
Hi, David Moffat here from the ultimatepatientexperience.com. And I'd like to say that whenever I can, I'm always listening to David Matto's Slice Your Age podcast for healthy lifestyle tips to improve the quality of my life, both inside my body and outside as well.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dave. Welcome to episode number 32. It's going to be a great one. I've got Yoko here with me. Yoko, what's going?
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
What is so funny? Before we even start the show, what's going on?
Nothing.
Okay. Well, we're going to get right into it. Today, we don't have just one topic. We've got a lot of different things we're going to be talking about, a lot of things we're going to be teaching you. It's going to be a great show today. I am totally excited. I'd like to thank every single one of our listeners. And as a matter of fact, if you are new to Slice Your Age, if you're new, and many of you are, I'm looking to see who's joining, and we got a lot of new people every single week. If you're new, make sure you subscribe to Slice Your Age podcast on iTunes, or actually on whatever podcatcher you may be using. You know, there are a bunch of them out there. Whether there's Stitcher, there's Player.fm. There are a million of them. We love iTunes, but make sure you are subscribing so it gets downloaded every single week. A new edition comes out every single Thursday. Every single Thursday, if you subscribe, it gets downloaded to your device automatically. You can listen to it whenever you like. So make sure you subscribe. Our main website is sliceyourage.com. When you go to sliceyourage.com, not only can you actually play every episode from there, from this site, but there are detailed show notes that come up. We usually put them up about within 48 hours of the release of each show. Detailed show notes. So if there's anything we mention, any product, any website, it will be there. So make sure you check out the detailed show notes every time we have an episode. Go back to sliceyourage.com. And I'll tell you something, Yoko, while we're giving websites out, let's talk about our Facebook page for a second, because that's the place where we all kind of meet and hang out and ask questions. And we post at least once a day, sometimes even more than that. So simply go to Slice Your Age on Facebook.com. It's Facebook.com/Slice Your Age. Make sure you like the page and we're there hanging with you. You're not alone anymore. We just give you tips. We help you. We answer questions. Anything you want, we do. I am Dr. David Matto, and you can actually follow me or friend me on Facebook under David Matto. That's DavidMadow. I answer every question that comes my way. If you want to send me an email, the best way is simply our brand new email address. I make it easy for you, our brand new email address, because I used to have to spell out runDrDave@gmail.com, which is RUNDRDAVE, but now we have it really easy. It's simply sliceyourage@gmail.com. And you can email to either one. If you're mailing to the old address, run Dr. Dave, that's fine as well. Whatever I get, I answer. Sometimes it might take me a day or two or three because of my very, very busy schedule. I try not to miss anything. If by some chance I miss you, I apologize. Just email me back. I'll get you, because my intent is to answer every single email that comes my way. So I think that's it for that. Does that make sense? That's it for that. What do we have here, Yoko? Well, before we get into the meat of today's show, I would still like to send out a congratulations, give a shout out to Dawn Patrick. Dawn Patrick won our April contest, which means that she was the one that tweeted, Facebooked, shared. She was the one that promoted Slice Your Age the most in the month of April, last month. And for that, she got a $100 gift card. She chose Amazon. Yeah, she chose Amazon. The choice was Starbucks or Amazon. Dawn chose Amazon. So Dawn, thank you so much for sharing, for helping spread the good word about Slice Your Age, and I hope you're enjoying every bit of that gift card from Amazon. Use it slowly, use it fast, however you want to spend it. It's all yours, and you deserve every penny of it, if not more. You were such an amazing help and friend of Slice Your Age last month. We appreciate it. We have not yet announced a May contest, and I'm not positive if I'm going to be doing a May contest yet. I just haven't really come up with anything yet, and we're already into today's May 8th. I haven't even gotten to that yet. So if we don't do a May contest, we'll be back really strong in June. But again, we appreciate your sharing, your spreading the word again, because the more people that know about Slice Your Age, the better, the more energy we get, the better we do for you. We got thousands and thousands of listeners all over the globe. And I think I did this last time or the time before, but I'd like to extend a really, really warm welcome to many of my new listeners over in the UK. So many of you are just finding out about it over there. And we appreciate it over here. Across the great Atlantic Ocean, we're giving you great information. And it's so cool to hear that, so many people over in the UK are listening, downloading, sharing, and just friends of me, friends of Yoko, and friends of Slice Your Age. So thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much.
And even if you're not a new listener, if you're a regular listener, we appreciate you. I mean, we have listeners that have been listening since the very first episode, episode one. So this is episode 32 right now. Mm-hmm. So we have some great fans that are just listen to everyone. I mean, Dawn Patrick is one of them. You know, we've got Phyllis Ann, who is a super listener. Who else? Yoko. We've got a ton. We've got Glenn Ulick, listens to every single one.
Sandy
and Barry, of course, they listen. They still listen every Sunday when they're in their kitchen, either making breakfast, lunch, redoing some remodeling, whatever they do. They listen every month. There are a ton of you. I know for sure there are a lot of you. So I only mentioned a few names, of course. But we got Painless Fly, who's listening all the time. We got just so many of you. And I can't mention every single one of you right this second, but we will. As a matter of fact, Yoko, when we had our 10,000th download, which was a few months ago, I did a bonus episode.
Yeah.
We've recently, as I said on the last episode, we reached 50,000 downloads. We're way over that now. I owe my listeners a bonus episode. I know that. I owe them. It's been so crazy busy around here. I just haven't gotten to do it. But in that first bonus episode, if anybody wants to go back and listen to that one, you can download it. I mention many of my listeners' names, first names, and many of you, most of you, are still listening every single week. I have a lot of new listeners. But if you send me email, if you share stuff on Facebook, if you ask questions, then I know you a little bit better, and it becomes a little more personal. So on the next bonus episode that comes out, and I really wanted to do it at download 50,000, but we're past that now, and I apologize. But the next bonus episode that does come out, I'm going to try to mention as many of your names as possible. So make sure you make yourself known, be present. Share stuff on the Slice Your Age Facebook page, and I'll know you, and we'll take it from there. But I hope to get your name mentioned on the bonus episode coming up. Let's see, Yoko, what do we have? Do we get through? We got some questions actually from listeners. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to read a few of the questions we're going to answer on today's episode. But I'll read the questions, Yoko, and before we get to the answers of them, I know you've got something very special from a book called The Secret. It's called Secret of the Power. What's it called? It's called
The Power. Power.
It's called, okay, it looks like it's something secret too, but it's just called, The Power. A really, really great book by Rhonda Byrne. And you've got a little excerpt you're going to be sharing with our listeners from that book. So before you do that, Yoko, let me just give some of the questions we've got that we're going to be answering on today's episode. So let me just get to that. Give me one second. Our good friend Mary Beth, big fan, Mary Beth Bajornis, is asking how to best exercise at work when you're at a desk all day. You know, she's at a desk all day, or other people are at a desk all day, and you really want to get workouts in, you want to exercise, but you're kind of confined to the area of your desk, but you know you need to stay in shape. What can you do? Well, we've got some great answers for Mary and for anybody else that's interested in that. Because let's face it, a lot of people have kind of desk jobs, sedentary jobs, and they're frustrated because it's very tough to find time. We're going to help you with that question right on this episode today. What else do we have? We have a question from Larry Lacey, a really cool question. I think it's the first time I've ever gotten this one, but we're going to answer it. Why do so many individuals give up and become old after they reach age 50? Why do so many people just give up and appear that they're old and decrepit after age 50? Well, we're going to answer that, and hopefully we're going to put a stop to that. No more of that. But we're going to answer Larry's question. And I've got a really interesting question from, let's see, it came from David Kimmel. If I can get back to that one. Where'd it go? I've got to find that question. And it was an interesting question because David Kimmel is a... he's not a runner. He's not a walker, as far as I know. He's a skateboarder. But not just a regular skateboarder. He's a long-distance skateboarder.
Wow.
And here's a question he asked. So he says, I'm going to read the whole thing word for word. He says, Dave, I know that you're a runner, and I have a question if you have a minute. I don't know many runners, and the ones I do wear the minimalist shoes with no socks. So I have a sock question. So if you're a runner that wears socks, and I am, by the way, Dave, I am a runner and I do wear socks. What do you find is the best sock for distance running? As strange as it may sound, I don't run, but I distance longboard. Now, I wasn't exactly positive what that was, distance longboard. So I had to cheat. I didn't even know what longboard was, but it's a skateboard. So he's going to be entering this skateboard.
It's not surfing.
No, it's actually skateboarding. It's actually on the road or on a paved surface skateboarding. Here's what he's going to be doing. He's got a 3-day event coming up at the end of this month. It's 3 days, with the first day being 35 miles on a skateboard.
Wow.
35, but Yoko, it gets crazier. The second day, 50 miles on a skateboard. The third day, just over, you ready for this one? Just over 90 miles on a skateboard.
What's it, race? Is this race?
I don't, he gave me the link. Let's see, I think it might be a race, but let's see. The link is Chief Ladiga Silver Comet Skate. It's hard. It's from this website. It's a little hard to say if it's a race or is this an endurance event. It is a race, it looks like. Ah. It is a race. All 3-day racers who register. Yeah, it's a race. So I can't even imagine getting on a skateboard and doing 1 mile, quite honestly. I'm not a skateboarder, obviously. I can't imagine doing 1 mile, but he's doing... what is it? It's 35 miles, then 50 miles, then 90. Now, wow. nothing like building up to the big one. We're going to answer that question. I do not claim to be a skateboard sock expert, I'm going to share what kind of socks I wear. You might want to share what kind of socks, because the socks that I wear for running are phenomenal. I love them. And I imagine they would do great for long-distance skateboarding. I think they would, just because of the way they're shaped and everything. So I'll be happy to share mine. Yoko, you can share yours too.
Are you going to share now?
No, you're going to talk about that book you've got. But I'm going to share one thing with my listeners that I am...
Like, when can I share about this opinion, my opinion?
Your opinion about what?
About this,
we're going to get back to all three questions.
Oh, okay.
But for right now, you're going to share the book. But I've got to share what I'm drinking, and it's golden chamomile tea. That's what it is. Yoko, talk about your book a little bit, because I know it's a really cool book. I know you've been reading it a lot lately. So share something from that for our listeners.
Okay. This book was recommended by our friend Sandy. The book called The Power. And I don't know, I cannot pronounce this name.
That is Rhonda Byrne.
Okay, so she...
She's the author,
Rhonda Byrne. She also wrote the book, The Secret, I guess. That's why it said The Secret, The Power.
Oh, she's the one that wrote The Secret also.
I think so.
Oh, very cool stuff. Okay, very cool.
Anyway, like, you know, this is... I just read maybe one third of the book, so I'm not exactly sure about everything. But one thing it said, it's like, you know, love is the power. Power, love is the key of the life. You know, you can change everything. It's kind of like basically she's saying, okay, the one thing she's saying is, I'm going to read this sentence. If you want to lose weight, then give love by imagining and feeling yourself with the body you love, instead of imagining and feeling that you are overweight every single day.
Wow.
Good stuff. Can you understand this meaning, though?
Yeah, Jim, it was so short. Jim, for our listeners, read that one more time, because I think it's pretty powerful. Then we're going to talk about it for a second. Read it one more time.
Maybe you want me to read it?
Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
Yoko's
For those of you that are new, Yoko is she's my wife, and her first language is not English. Her first language is Japanese. So and she does great at English. But in case it was a little bit difficult for you to understand, Yoko.
Yeah.
Okay, so here it is. If you want to lose weight, then give love by imagining and feeling yourself with the body you love, instead of imagining and feeling that you're overweight every single day. So in other words, if you are overweight and you need to lose weight, don't look at yourself as a heavy person, as an overweight person. Imagine yourself in the body that you love.
Yeah.
Kind of embrace that, imagine that, envision that.
Right, and then the love, the giving love, you know, your new body is the power, so it's going to change, and then you're going to receive that body you imagine, but you have to give love to the new body.
Give love to that new body. Now, Yoko, of course, does a lot of, not only is she a massage therapist who's really, really into this kind of stuff, but she does a lot of energy type work, and Yoko knows a lot about this stuff. So Yoko, I think it's powerful stuff, and just imagine that body that you want to have and love it and just love it and think about it and love it
and then you will receive it.
You will receive
it. So, but if, you know, maybe it sounds crazy or it's not, somebody might think that's not true, that's not, you know, it's not going to work, but it's free, you know, it's nothing to lose. You know, you can try it, and if it didn't work, you don't need to try anymore. But, you know, this is a book, and like many people follow this this way. And I guess many people get, receive what they want. So, you know, why not try?
Yeah, no, good stuff. I always like putting stuff like that in here because, again, it's, too many people just, they get frustrated. They look in the mirror. They see somebody that's overweight. They see somebody that needs to lose weight. And they focus more on the negative.
Right.
They don't love their body, as opposed to, like, pouring the love in and imagining what they're going to look like in a short time and loving that, loving what's coming in the future. So, yeah, Yoko, good stuff. I love it.
Yeah, but thank you for Sandy to recommend this book, too.
Sandy has... I really wanted her on the show today also, because Sandy recommends a lot of good books and a lot of movies and videos to watch about health and diet. And we got one right in front of us that she left right here in the studio called... we haven't read it yet, Yoko, but Main Street Vegan. She's got a bunch of stuff she's left with us here. It's hard to get through all of it, but it's good stuff. Sandy, we will get through it, because our goal is to learn and continue learning and share with our with our listeners. As a matter of fact, speaking of learning and continuing learning, so when I started this show back in October of 2013, I talked a lot about eating, a lot about the foods that I eat. But more recently, and a lot of it, I will tell you, has to do with Sandy, what she's been teaching us, sharing with us, getting us to watch, listen, read. Yoko and I are actually, it seems like we are eating less and less meat. As a matter of fact, we have not had meat in quite a while now. Mm. We have not, you know, we still eat some fish, yeah. But our diet is mostly plant-based, whole foods. And I've got to tell you something. I'm feeling a difference. I've actually lost some weight, not trying to lose weight, but just lost some weight, and I feel great. Mm-hmm. So we're on this journey together with all of you. We will share with you what's going on. Hold on, we got Jane that just came into the studio here. Jane is one of our cats. Jane, watch the mixer. Get out of here, Jane. I was going to say something more about the food, though. Okay, move Jane away because Jane's going to hurt something here. I think it's not going to be good.
No, she's not going to do anything.
I was going to say something more about food. Oh yeah. I know what I was going to say. Well, 2 days ago, May 6th was my birthday. Had a
happy birthday.
Thank you, Yoko, and I'm not saying this to get birthday wishes from any of my listeners, but you know, Yoko and I normally we don't do anything, any kind of like big extravagant celebration. Normally for our birthdays, we just go out to dinner. And in the past, we used to go to one of our favorite restaurants in the area. And let's face it, Yoko, it was based on they served a lot of meat dishes, kind of heavy food. Mm. So on my birthday this year, we went to a vegetarian Indian restaurant. Nothing fancy, but they serve only vegetarian Indian cuisine, and it was delicious. It was really, really good. And we're going to go back. We went there a few weeks ago. I think I may have mentioned this even on the show, for a lunch buffet, which was absolutely incredibly delicious, and it kind of got us hooked on this place, and we went for my birthday.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're really, really... steering towards no meat at all. We are, and it's both for health reasons and for the because we are both animal lovers. We are both animal lovers, and the more we think, listen, and
just don't feel like I feel like meat a little bit heavy.
Right.
Maybe I don't know, getting older.
You're not getting older.
I know, but when I was much younger, like, you know, the kind of heavy stuff was okay, but just my body doesn't want it anymore. But yeah. Like, still we eat eggs.
We do eat eggs. We don't eat any dairy, though. No dairy.
No milk, no cheese.
Right, no butter, no dairy at all.
Occasionally.
Okay, well, you might. I do not eat any dairy, and we're pretty much staying away from all meat. Right. But it's a work in progress. We're going to keep you all informed and let you know how we feel. I'm not saying that you have to do it, right. My listeners, but you know it's totally a personal decision.
Right.
But it feels good for us for several reasons.
They lost weight too.
Definitely lost weight, both of us, both of us. Yeah. And I think right now I'm kind of at my ideal weight. I feel great. And again, it came off without even having to think about anything. It just, you know, you eat healthy and it comes off, the weight comes off. That's all there is to it. Not that I was really overweight. I was not overweight, but I was a few pounds over what I thought my ideal weight should be. Mm-hmm. Nobody would ever look at me and say I'm overweight, but yeah. I feel a lot better right now. My face is a little thinner too. You know, before we answer those three questions, I want to bring up one more thing. A great fan and listener and friend of Slice Your Age, Dr. Tony Lara, that's L-L-E-R-A. He is actually going to be in this thing he's calling it the Warrior Challenge. It's I'm sorry if I mispronounced this, El Radabab Warrior Challenge 12-mile kayak event. Now,
wow.
Speaking of slicing your age, Tony is, I don't remember how old he is, I think he's 60 or 61.
Mm-hmm.
So he's old by many people's standards, not by our standards, but he's doing this 12-mile kayak event. Tony, when he first started listening to Slice Your Age, decided, you know, he's going to slice his age. He's going to start doing things, working out, competing, and he's doing a lot of kayak events. He's competing with people that are half his age.
Wow.
And guess what? He's beating them.
Wow.
Incredible. But the reason I want to bring this up is because it's also a it's a fundraiser. It is a charity event. They are helping wounded veterans. The charity is actually Team River Runners, and it's a great group. They help wounded war veterans, because I think the wounded veterans are having a tough time getting funding from anywhere else. They said the cost to bring one wounded veteran is $1,500. And due to a lack of funding, this year's program had to be canceled. So if we as a community do not join forces, this is what Tony is saying in his email, do not join forces to help support this program, it will be terminated indefinitely. So that's what it is. I'm sorry. So this is by Team River Runners. They're giving the proceeds to their race to the wounded veterans. That's exactly what it is. And Tony said people are pledging per mile, like anywhere from like a dollar a mile upwards of like many, many dollars per mile. So I wanted to share this with my listeners because Tony is doing this event not only to stay young, to slice his age, to be in great shape, but to help a great charity, which is the wounded veterans. So if anybody is interested, the way to find out about this great event and great charity that Tony is helping out, go to their page, and it's called teamriverrunner.org, not .com. So it's teamriverrunner.org. You'll see a little big header there. It says Team River Runner, helping our wounded veterans. Tony is kayaking in this. I'm not asking you to get down to South Florida and do the kayak event, but if you could just help out this great, great cause, go to the website, and it's very clear. I think you just have to click on donate. There's a little tab up top that says donate, and we will be happy if you do that. Tony will be happy, and most of all, the wounded veterans will absolutely thank you for that.
That's nice.
Tony, good luck. The race is, I believe, the very end of May, the very end of this month, so good luck, Tony. We know you can do it. Beat those 30-year-olds. You can do it, okay?
Well, but it doesn't have to beat.
It doesn't have to beat, but just finish it. Finish it strong, Tony, and it's a great cause.
Yeah.
Good. Yoko, let's get back to some questions now because
okay. We
had a question again from, let's see, where is that question? I got to bring it back up again. It's from, I'm losing all kinds of pages here. Let me get back to this, Yoko, while you're, I know the question was from Mary Beth, and if I could just find this here so I can make sure I'm not missing anything here. Where are we going? We're in the wrong place. Yoko, anyway, I'll tell you, while I'm finding this exact question, the question was basically, how can I exercise? How can I stay in shape when I'm at a desk job all day long?
Mm-hmm.
So, do you want to take it first or you want me to?
You go.
Mary Beth, there are a lot of things you can do. Now, I'm assuming, and I shouldn't really assume this, but I'm assuming that if you're at a desk, you can also possibly get out of your chair and just get on the floor beside your desk. I'm hoping you can do that. So if you can, Mary Beth, we talked about this last episode, but I'm really getting into planking. Planking is a great exercise. It works your core. It works your abs. And you need very, very minimal space and also very minimal time. So if you have a little break in the middle of the morning, if you got a lunch break before you get to work, after you leave, when work is over for the day, here's what I do. I get down on the floor and it's kind of like a push-up position, except I've got my forearms on the floor. Like I'm not in the down position. I'm kind of like an up plank push-up position with my forearms on the floor. My hands are very, very close to each other or touching each other. And I put a timer out. I just use a timer in my iPhone and I time 2 to 2.5 minutes I plank. Now, I'll tell you something. I started off a little bit less. You know, start off with a minute, start off with 30 seconds if you have to, just build up. And I've noticed, Mary Beth, I've noticed after planking for a short amount of time, I've not been doing it all that long, I'm definitely noticing my core getting stronger. Now, of course, that's just one exercise and it's one muscle group that you're working. But, you know, we're trying to help you with just some simple things you can do at your desk. I love push-ups. So, you know, you get down and do 10, 15, 20 push-ups whenever you get a little break. If you do that during the course of the day, you're going to find yourself much stronger. Back in elementary school, I used to do jumping jacks. We used to get as a class in gym, just, you know, do the old fashioned jumping jacks. And I'll tell you something, they're really good exercise. Mm-hmm. So you can do jumping jacks. You can do some yoga poses at your chair, at your desk. You can do stretching. You can move your neck around. You can shrug your shoulders. You can rotate your shoulders. There are a lot of yoga poses you can actually do while sitting. So that's a few. Yoko, what else do you have? You've got some?
Well, like I always talk to my clients, and then one of my clients, you know, maybe push up or like planks, like if, you know, the women, we are wearing skirt or something, it's difficult to do it, you know, get on the floor if she doesn't have a private office or something, right?
So that she'll draw a crowd around her. She'll draw a little crowd. What's wrong with that?
No, that's why, like, what my client, she does is, you know, around lunchtime, she walks around. You know, she gets up, like, eat lunch a little bit, mm-hmm. and then walk around the building, right? And also, like, maybe we need Sandy here, but we can do many stuff, like, you know, even like a spinal twist.
Mm-hmm. That's a great one.
At the chair, and of course, neck stretching, like side ear to shoulder, or chin to chest, or like
extending your neck, maybe, like, I don't know what it's called, but you're like kind of moving your head back.
Yeah, rotating your neck, uh-huh. and yep. you said rotating your shoulder joint back and forward, and also,
I think you can do squats. Let me ask you, if you have a dress or a skirt on, can you do squats easily? I've never really worn a skirt, but would that be a tough thing to do with a skirt? Or?
If it's tight, maybe a little difficult, but yeah. it's doable.
Squats are great. You know what you
can
also
do? And also, I like don't sit like this.
Yoko, okay, look, Yoko, I am going to... If you don't keep talking, if you're moving away from the mic, okay, for those of you that can't see.
I tried to show it to you can explain.
But for those of you that can't see, I continuously during the show point to the mic as Yoko always backs up from the mic. I'm going to just have like my finger permanently planted to the mic and say, Yoko, you have to keep your mouth up to the mic or people can't hear you. This is a show that we have.
Okay, I will try. Anyway, okay. So don't lean back to the back seat.
Yeah, just sit at the edge of your chair, the edge of your seat.
And then like use your core uh-huh. to straight up and then do, you know, desk work.
Yeah, that's good. It's good for posture too. Keep mm-hmm. your shoulders back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. Yoko, I want to go back to what you said. You know, just because you have a desk job does not mean you can't take a good lunch break and go for a 2 mile walk during lunch, a half an hour. You can do it because you can bring your lunch. You eat a sandwich either before or afterwards. Eat a sandwich. Eat something healthy. Sandwich. If I eat a sandwich, it would be gluten-free bread, of course. But eat something healthy. Go out for even if it's 1 mile, 15 minutes. You could walk a mile in 15 to 20 minutes fairly easily. That'll be great exercise. Get back into your desk job. But I hope, Mary Beth, we helped you out a little bit. Also, another thing you can do is bring a little set of dumbbells. I'm talking about maybe 2 pound dumbbells, 2.5 pound dumbbells, very, very small dumbbells. Keep them on your desk. And as you're doing work, maybe let's say you're on a phone call with a headset, just use your dumbbells to do little curls or, work your shoulders by moving them up and down, outward. Just they're all kind of like little exercises you can do with dumbbells as well.
Also, another client of mine, she has a standing up desk.
You know, that's I love that. A stand-up desk. You know something? I can't believe I did it because I've got a stand-up desk in my office as well.
Even like when we were looking for treadmill.
Yes.
They have treadmill.
They had a treadmill with a stand-up desk. So you're actually on the treadmill, on the treadmill doing your work because there's a desk that's like built into the treadmill.
Yeah,
that's kind of overkill. I mean, I can only imagine somebody working at an office and telling the boss that they need to bring a treadmill desk in there. I mean, I don't know, but I remember that now. That's crazy. Yeah. And it was expensive too. But no, I like the stand-up desk is good because, you know, when you're sitting all day, every day, it's definitely not the best for your body. You know, say, you know, you develop all kind of weird things going on in your legs, like you get blood clots and stuff like that. So it is good to stand up. That's that's good. So anyway, I hope, Mary Beth, I hope we answered your question in the way you wanted us to. Hopefully we gave you a few good tips that you can do at your desk. Let's answer Larry's question. Larry Lacey, again, great question. Why do so many individuals give up and become old after they reach the age of 50? What's the story with that, Yoko?
I have answer.
You have an answer to that one? Okay, let's hear.
Yes. Can I read this?
Yeah, you can read it. Okay. Go ahead and read it. Sure, go ahead and read it.
Average age of a first-time grandparent is 47.
That's hard to believe. You're telling me the average age of a grandparent is 47 when they first become a grandparent, 47?
Well, that's what it says.
If it's on the internet, it must be true. That's interesting.
About half are under age 50 when their first grandchild was born.
Wow. Young grandparents.
Right.
Young grandparents. So what are you saying? What's the answer?
So because in other words, you know, maybe around 50 years old, your child had a child, you became a grandparent. And, you know, I'm grandpa or grandma, and just feels old.
So the fact that you become a grandparent, you start to feel psychologically, I'm a grandfather, I'm old now, I'm going to stop working out, I'm going to stop.
Right.
Yeah,
just
that's,
like, a, just, you know, psychologically.
Let me tell you something. I went to my high school reunion 2 years ago. Now, I'm older than 50, of course, so people in my class were obviously a little bit older than 50. And some of them looked great, and some of them looked like they gave up.
Hmm.
So I think Larry
What's the difference, though? What do you think?
I honestly don't know. I think
the ones that...
Well, I'm not saying they were definitely grandparents, but I think the ones that look great really always care about their body.
Yeah, that's everything comes from the mind. Like, but you know, if you think, you know, I want to be healthy, or like I'm still good, or I'm young, or like, you know, so if you think that, you act like that, okay, I have to eat well, I have to do exercise, I have to sleep well or something. But if you don't think that way, just like, you know, I'm getting older, that's why I have pain, like, you know, something, I feel tired, but like you can change it the way it is.
I don't necessarily 100% agree with that. I think that, I'll tell you why, because I think this is a lifestyle. This, the things that we're talking about and teaching, they're a lifestyle. Now, let's take somebody that's in their 20s or 30s. They've got youth on their side. So even if they're eating and drinking junk, their bodies are fairly resilient to a point, and they're getting away with a lot of stuff that's really, and they're not exercising, and they're still okay when they're in their 20s or 30s. But as you start to get older and you've never really taken care of your body, it's going to start to take a toll on you. And maybe that happens around, you know, maybe into your 40s and 50s.
Mm.
So the people that have really not cared much about their bodies, it really starts to, things start to happen bad as far as the aging process at maybe around age 50. But the people that have always cared and eaten right and exercised, their bodies and their, maybe their psyche still is they're young. They're young. So maybe that's where kind of like the rubber meets the road. Like the people that are really into it, they're going to continue to look good and feel good for a long time after 50, a long time. But the people that just been abusing their body, their bodies really kind of start to fall apart. I think that's kind of what it is.
Yeah. But somebody who care about health means because what that's what they think. That's from the mind.
Right, but it's not only when you become a grandparent or reach the age of 50, but it's I think it starts even early. I know people that are in their 30 years old right now, in their 30s. I can predict right now that when they're 50, unless they make some changes right now, when they're 50, they're going to be looking and feeling bad. I can predict it now. So in other words, it's not just because they became a grandfather, and that might, you know, psychologically that might have something to do with it, but I think it's kind of like the lifestyle they're living, or they have been living for a long time, is catching up now. And they don't want to make the effort now to make it better. That's what I think. And it gets to be psychological too. They look in the mirror, they see themselves looking bad, looking fatter, looking like they're out of shape, looking older, and they say, okay, so maybe they say, yeah, you know something, yeah, I'm a grandfather now. Grandfather's not supposed to go out and run 4 miles. Like something, you know, whatever. That's what I think. I don't know. I think there are a lot of factors that combine themselves, that combine together and make people feel and act older than they are. I think. Larry, I hope you like that answer. It's just an opinion, but hopefully I know you're not in that category, right? You're doing it upright. You're listening to Slice Your Age, and you are you're doing it. You're slicing your age. So if anybody is 50, they're slicing their age, and they're feeling and looking a lot younger. Okay, let's take the last question we had. I should say the third question, because maybe more will come in as we're doing this. But the third question is
skateboard.
Yeah. So let's go back to that, Yoko. If I can get back to David Kimmel.
He needs good socks.
He needs good socks because what's he doing again? He's doing long distance skateboarding.
Right.
An event, a race. Day one is 35 miles. Day two is 50 miles. Day three, just over 90 miles. Well, David, the kind of socks that I wear for running, I got a pair right in front of me, as a matter of fact. They are by Thorlo. They're by Thorlo, and they're called Experia. And it's Experia, Experia by Thorlo, Thorlo pads. I love them. They come in different colors. They're padded in the right spots, and they work perfectly for running because, like the ball of the foot, the toes, and then the heel. They've got like certain types of padding, and then the rest of the socks are very thin and breathable. So they work for running, especially long distance running. I am pretty darn confident that they will work very well for skateboarding. I just think they will. I'm looking at them, and I don't see why they wouldn't. I'm not positive at all what kind of shoes you wear for skateboarding. I don't know if Yoko knows or not, but I'm pretty comfortable with these as far as giving you the recommendation for skateboarding. But Yoko, what do you think about that?
Well, I think like even any kinds of socks are okay as long as there is good padding. But my recommendation is like use sport slick.
Great recommendation. So tell everybody what sport slick is, because you know we've been using it for years.
Well, but when we use sport slick was mainly hiking with heavy backpack, because it is what's that?
Like what is it?
Friction?
Friction. I've got like a mental block for the word. I should know the word, because rubbing, the friction, but there's a chafing. It prevents chafing.
Right. So it is a cream you can put on your feet, even your...
I wouldn't say it's a cream. It's more of like a...
grease.
But it's not greasy, but it's more of like an ointment type gel as opposed to a cream. It's clear. It comes out of a tube. And it's kind of like a thick, almost like a thick petroleum, but it's not really petroleum. It's more, it has some petrolatum in it, but it's medicated. It's really good stuff. I think Yoko is actually trying to grab a tube of it right now to give you some more information. So, David, I think what Yoko is saying, it's a great recommendation. I would highly recommend SportsLink because I'm not sure how many miles you normally skateboard. But when you start doing like high mileage, I can tell you with walking and running and backpacking, things start rubbing that you just never even imagined would be rubbing at lower mileage. So you apply the sports slick in areas that were you to avoid chafing. So again, not being a boarder, I can't really tell you where that would be, but you probably know. It prevents blisters and chafing. It's antifungal, antibacterial. It's called SportsLick. It's SportsLick, the ultimate skin protector. We get it online. If you Google SportsLick, actually, you go to their website, sportslick.com. I don't know if you can buy it there. Let me see. Yoko, if you, I can actually do a little research and find out exactly where we buy it because I've been buying it from the same site for a long time.
I thought any kinds of like sports, you know, running store or REI, or I thought we can buy it.
Yeah. I think running stores do have, some running stores have it, not all. REI, I don't know if REI has it.
Okay, but it works because I didn't know about this and I did backpack and long distance with heavy backpack, especially in the Grand Canyon, all day long, downhill. It was very, very difficult and painful. But like, you know, once I put SportsLick, I don't get any blister or any hot spot, like a redness. So that, like, my feet are totally fine. I guess like when somebody do long distance, I think it helps. Also, I want to recommend duct tape.
Oh, good, good. That comes from your backpacking experience.
Yeah. Because once you, even though you use SportsLick, maybe you didn't put enough or something. And then I guess maybe skateboarding, like many, I don't know how to even do it. Like maybe quick turn or like maybe your feet are moving around a lot. Right, I guess. So that once you got hot spot on your feet, instead of using Band-Aid or something, you can use duct tape. So it helps a lot. I don't feel any pain if I put the duct tape.
Yeah, duct tape works wonders for so many things. You don't have to carry like different types of bandages and stuff. The duct tape works really, really well. We learned that from backpacking.
Yeah, and even like we can roll it very small. We don't have to carry whole duct tape, right? You know?
Right, yeah, I would not recommend carrying a whole roll of it. That's right.
Of course.
That's right.
But just like a roll.
Yeah, wrap it around a water bottle or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much he can carry with skateboarding, but just little things.
I'm imagining that he could have a little, if he doesn't have a support crew with him, he have a little, like some kind of back, some kind of day pack or something. He's got to be able to carry fluids and food and energy gels and things like that. So to stick a little bit of duct tape in, that's a great idea. With you wrap it around a water bottle.
Right.
Cause duct tape comes in handy for many, many things for like long distance hikers, runners, walkers, skateboarders now, you know. So. And by the way, you can get SportsLick on Amazon. So if you go to Amazon, just do a search for SportsLick, and it will come up. So that's probably where we get. I can't remember where we get ours because I just stocked up a little while ago. We got like about five tubes in there, so we haven't gotten it for a little bit. But yeah, good advice. I hope that helps, David. And David, good luck on that event, on that race. I wonder, David, since you skateboard, I wonder if you snowboard as well. I'd like to know that because maybe in the winter you do some snowboarding. Who knows? Great stuff, David. Yeah, good luck. Let's see if there's anything we missed today. We have maybe a couple other things we probably won't get to today because I think we're going to probably need to wrap in a little bit, Yoko.
Okay.
But I think we got one other thing real quickly I want to talk about. We might end up talking about it next week, depending on how this thing goes. But I rigged up a GoPro video camera to my car, to my dashboard, to my to the front window in my car. Mm-hmm. And my goal is to do some, you know, we do these podcasts, we do the episodes every week. They're, you know, about 50 minutes or so. My goal is in the car, if I have a cool idea, something I want to share with my listeners and with my fans and friends and followers, pop on the GoPro camera, do a little short 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 minute video or something, and pop it onto YouTube or Vimeo. I'm not positive how I'm going to host the thing, but I might do that every once in a while just for some fun, just to say people maybe if people can watch me instead of just listen to me. And if you're in the car with me, Yoko, you're more than welcome to chime in as well. But we might have some fun with that. So that's okay. Just another thing we're working on to help you all out. It's all fun. We love doing it, and again, we love receiving the energy back from you in the form of questions. And, you know, however you want to communicate, whatever you want to say, thank us, questions, comments, whatever you want to do. We love hearing from you. So, Yoko, anything else going?
No.
Well, let's wrap it then. Let's wrap it. I think that'll put...
You are the leader.
I think, well, I just want to make sure you didn't have anything. I think that'll put episode 32 into the books. And until next time, until next week. This is David Matto, Dr. Dave, or just to you, it could be Dave, that's fine. And I say, take care, have a good one, talk to you later.
And Yoko, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Slice Your Age. You are no longer alone on this journey.